Kima Sumac was very anxious to get the Friday show started.
Yes. You know how she gets after a long week. She wants to sing. She wants to get the show rolling.
She wants to get the Baba Boo Boos out.
What's wrong with that?
Baba Boo Ba.
Her. Baba Boo. Bob. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's the Friday version of the bonus hour. You will not have to pay
bonus
for this part of the show. And for good reason. You could sue us if we charged you for it. If you want to call in, please do. If you want to text in, yeah, why not?
Not only is it Friday, the best day ever invented, as Bill Leff likes to call it, it is also National Coffee Day.
Oh.
Now, I know you don't drink coffee, so you may not be excited about this, but I would say 8 out of 10 people drink some form of coffee every day.
I bet more.
You'd say 9 out of 10?
I would think it's closer to 9 out of 10.
Are you the only one who doesn't?
The list of people who do not enjoy coffee is a very short list. I don't understand it.
Do your girls drink coffee?
Yeah.
Your wife?
Not regularly. No one else in my family drinks it regularly, but they do.
Enjoy a cup of joe once in a while?
Yeah.
I have to have it every morning. I have 2 cups of coffee every single day.
What does it do? Why do you say you have to?
I think now it's just a mental thing. Like, I can't start my day till I have it.
It's very addictive, isn't it?
Well, caffeine is an addictive drug. Yeah. Caffeine gives you a little bit of a kick.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because people with ADHD take amphetamines, basically, which is a stimulant to calm you down. So I don't know if I do it to calm myself. I just know that I have it every day. Jim must have 4, 5, 6 cups a day.
Oh, wow.
He just rolls.
That's a lot.
He works from home, so he drinks coffee all morning long. It's there. It's free.
But I see as I come in every day, I pass, more than a couple Starbucks. I pass 4 or 5 of them, actually, from the train station to here. And you just see people in line almost like almost jittery, like, hurry up, I have to have this in me. I don't get it.
It calms some people down and it amps some people up.
Yeah. But people have made it so much, not just Starbucks, but coffee in general, have made it such a part of their routine that if you take it away from them, they won't know what to do.
There is a physical addiction to caffeine, but I sometimes believe some of it is a mental addiction as well.
Right.
I really do. Because there are, like, sometimes on the weekend, if I sleep in, then, you know, I'm like, okay, well, we're already past the morning rush. I'm going to have a Diet Coke and have lunch. And I got to be honest with you, those days I typically have headaches. So
do you?
Maybe there is some kind of physical.
That works for you?
I don't know. But today, anyway, National Coffee Day. So
I don't drink coffee, but can I stand in a long line somewhere and celebrate that way?
Well, you get a free coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give you a tea.
Here's how much I don't like it. If Starbucks said to me, come on in every day, it's on us, we'll pay for it, I still wouldn't take it.
Well, you should get, now see, I could help you out so much with Starbucks, because the kids today, we have a Starbucks in downtown LaGrange, and it is actually more crowded with middle schoolers at 3 o'clock than it is adults.
What are they doing in there?
They get the double chocolate chip mocha frappuccino. There's no coffee in it at all. It's like a chocolate chip shake for $18.
See, that's the other thing. Even though I don't drink it, I know when I was a kid, you'd go into a restaurant and you could get it for 40 cents, right?
Right.
And now it's $8.
At Starbucks, I got to be honest with you, if I'm going to Mocha Frapp, I'm very good at Starbucks. I get an extra shot of espresso just for a little kick.
Mm-hmm.
But regular coffee, I don't like Starbucks coffee. It's too strong. Dunkin' Donuts, that's my go-to one. And today, on National Coffee Day, it's buy one, get one free at Dunkin' Donuts. Buy a medium, large, or extra large hot coffee, and you'll get a free medium one free. No iced coffee on this deal.
Why not? What do they have against the ice? It's just coffee with ice in it, right? Is there any other difference?
No, not really.
So ice is free. What's their problem?
Maybe it is made differently.
Can you bring your own ice cubes?
If you wanted to.
You, troublemaker, out with your ice cubes.
Krispy Kreme, there are still some locations in Homewood, Bloomington, and Springfield, turning Coffee Day into Coffee Weekend between Friday and Sunday. Anyone who enters the store can get a free hot coffee in any size or a free small iced coffee, no purchase necessary.
All right. So they're not being biased against the people who like ice.
And they're going the whole weekend.
Yeah.
7-Eleven has extended its Coffee Day promotion. Customers who download the 7 Rewards app can get a free coffee throughout the weekend.
I think part of it is because we've now learned that the official drink of Earth is coffee. Like, if you go to a restaurant or something, when you're done drinking it, they will give you more. More coffee? Absolutely. They pour it in. But I don't drink coffee, and they'll never say to me, do you want more orange Fanta? Do you want more grapefruit juice?
Every restaurant we go to, they refill the kids like, oh, you want another Sprite? Yes.
I can't get that. I've tried. You guys do refills? Yeah, it'll be $1.85.
Is this before the soda tax? Because now they're not going to give anybody refills.
Before and after. I've tried it in both.
How could they not refill your soda?
Just, like in a restaurant setting, servers just walk around with coffee. They have it at ready. And even if you sit down, they'll go, I'll get you some. Like, they just assume automatically, I'll get you some coffee. Just be
patient.
That's
just the breakfast one, though. They don't come around with coffee when I go out to dinner. That's after
breakfast
dinner.
Breakfast for sure.
Lunch maybe.
For lunch, sometimes for dinner, or they'll even ask you when you're done with dinner. Can we bring you a coffee? But why is that the automatic? Why is that the default setting on drinks?
Because most people have coffee with their dessert.
I feel discriminated against.
I have to tell you.
I know how Rosa Parks feels now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know exactly how Rosa Parks feels.
Going out with two teenage boys, anytime we go out and the boys don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
So we just went out to breakfast last week and the lady's coming around with the coffee pot and she's like, refill? I said, oh, yes, please. And she looked at their Sprite and Coke and said, you guys want a refill too? And one hand was with the coffee pot, the other she grabbed the glass to refill it. We didn't even
That's
have to
amazing.
Ask.
Amazing. Tell me where this place is.
Blueberry Hill.
I'm going to start going to Blueberry Hill. I found my thrill there.
Yes, you did. McDonald's, for a limited time, patrons can get a $2 small specialty coffee at participating locations.
A small one?
Yeah.
So what is that, like 6 ounces?
I don't know the size. It's adequate.
Yeah.
It's good. Starbucks, believe it or not, no deals or freebies.
What?
But on National Coffee Day, listen to this. The chain will be taking over its stores for 3 days. I don't understand this. Shops will have no menu boards, which I went into a Starbucks yesterday. Dylan wanted a hot chocolate, so I was trying to look at the sizes and how much it was. And I noticed there was absolutely nothing up there.
What's the purpose of that? Why would they do that?
To prep for National Coffee Day. I don't get it.
But they don't have any specials.
I know. The Seattle chain will share information on how customer coffee purchases have made a difference. I didn't really see that. I just saw no menu boards. And they're not giving you anything free.
I don't like it.
Here's what I have to say to you, Starbucks.
Ah, how about that? You know what else? Other people who don't like coffee, people like myself, and it's a very short list. There's like 9 of us in the United States at this point. Everybody else has bought into it. They're drinking the coffee Kool-Aid.
that would be a bad flavor.
I don't. The worst Kool-Aid flavor ever. I don't even like the smell. Like a lot of people go, I don't drink it, but boy, the aroma of it in the morning. Boy, that gets you going. Not to me.
I love the smell of coffee, bacon, and pot. And bacon is the only one that tastes as good as it smells.
I wonder what kind of a shop you would open in the mall.
Wake and bacon. There we go. Come on,
That's
somebody
it.
Jump on that.
Start a GoFundMe page. No, the smell of it to me is as upsetting as the flavor. I don't like the flavor of it. I don't like the texture of it. I don't like the look of it.
Have you tried coffee? I put so much cream and sugar in my coffee that it doesn't even taste like coffee. Because
but then isn't there a better drink to serve that need for you than coffee would
no,
be?
No, nothing's got the amp or the jolt that a coffee has for me. And again, this is just kind of a habit thing. I have to have 2 cups every morning.
Really?
I really do, and I can't drink it black.
What happens? Let's say you don't. Is it just...
I have a headache. I really swear I notice I have a headache later in the day.
No, I've had it full-fledged twice, like traditional coffee twice.
Black, though? Because it's not good black.
No, there was some cream in it, and what I like the sugar cubes.
Okay, then.
The band.
You a
I was
horse,
at the Sugar
though?
Cubes house, and they had a late-night session, and I was playing
in
with
Iceland?
Them.
Was it a hometown show?
Yeah, with Bjork. She served it up. She made her own brand of coffee that I found confusing but titillating at the same time. So, no, I tried it that one time and I didn't like it at all. And I said to myself for about a year, well, that maybe I just had some bad coffee. I bet because everybody loves it. It must be me. And then I had it again, Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry, but it's true. And it was even worse.
You have to put so much cream in it. It's not even, it's so light colored. and then a lot of sugar. And I'm telling you.
Can I tell you what I think of any time I think of coffee? And you were there to experience this. When we did Mornings at Q101, we followed Zoltar, the brother from another planet, not his real name.
It wasn't?
No. They just gave him like a fake radio name.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a fake name. So when we would come in, he'd be closing off his shift. He'd just been doing overnights and in the morning. And every day I would see this in front of him. It was a styrofoam cup, a white cup, that had about a third of the way still filled with coffee. And it also had about a dozen cigarette butts in it. So to me, I equate coffee with that. And I imagine, I never saw him do this, but I imagine even with the cigarette butts in it, he still took a sip or two.
No, he did not.
I bet he did.
He did not. There were no ashtrays there. That's what he used as an ashtray. But to some people, that's what coffee tastes like.
Yeah, like cigarettes and desperation. Equal parts cigarettes and desperation.
Oh. Well, get your free coffee at those participating
locations.
Happy
coffee day, everybody. I hope we sold you a cup or two. I don't even like tea. Like, people go, well, if you don't like coffee, you must like tea. But it doesn't work that way.
Quite honestly, I don't like hot beverages.
Hot chocolate.
I'd rather hot coffee is the only thing I'll have in soup. Other than that, I love iced tea, love it. But I hot tea.
Don't you find it a little lacking in flavor?
No, I put lemon in it, and I don't put sugar. I do like the Arnold Palmer. That's my go-to drink.
And that's iced tea and lemonade mixed together equally. Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I have a sore throat, I'm forced to drink tea.
With honey in it, at least?
Yeah, with a lot of honey and lemon in it.
That tastes better, then.
That's palatable, but I wouldn't go out of my way. If I didn't have a sore throat, I would never go out of my way to go. Like, there's a tea place in this building, and they're jammed all the time. So someone's buying it.
Well, they mix good things into it. Like, the hibiscus tea splash or something is my favorite there. There's hibiscus, there's tea, and there's something else. It's really good.
And that is good.
It's tart. It's really good.
That I usually go for, but I would go with fruit juice over tea or coffee any day.
Do you remember?
Like real fruit juice, like pure fruit juice, not like a, you know, like a beverage drink or something. No Sunny D, no High C, no Five Alive. Although I every now and then I'll accidentally have a Five Alive and I'll go, this isn't bad.
My favorite is the cranberry juice cocktail.
From Ocean Spray?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Did you ever have cup of soup when you were sick?
Lipton cup of soup, sure.
Does anyone have that anymore? I know they have oodles of noodles. That's not what I'm talking about. This was cup of soup, and basically it was just chicken broth.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but I think because the sodium in those was so high, I think people started to say, well, this is killing me.
I think it did kill people. That's right.
Their whole market, they all died. We're the only survivors from Lipton cup of soup. But that was a pretty big market share.
Yeah, excuse me. When I partook in the cup of soup, I was probably in junior high, maybe elementary school.
Yeah.
Were you worried about your sodium intake then?
Yes. I was in my school, Wendy. I was the co-chairman of the Sodium Awareness Club. I was very, very careful on the sodium.
Jeez.
No, but I... Because now there's... I think there's a company called Marichon that makes this. So it's a cup with
oodles and noodles.
It's got shrimp that you need a magnifying glass to find.
They're sea monkeys. That's what we figured out.
They are sea monkeys.
It's dried shrimp.
But on the package, they show these big honking shrimp. It takes two guys to lift one into the cup. And then when you open it up, the shrimp, you go, wait, is that a speck of dust or is that a shrimp? No, it's shrimp. I thought it was a speck of dust. It's so small. But then I've convinced myself that... Just having the shrimp in there makes it more shrimp flavored, but I'm lying to myself. I know that. But Terry said to me one time, because I used to have it for lunch every once in a while, she goes, check the sodium number on there. And it's so long that it doesn't even fit on the package. They have to include a little piece of paper that you hold
that
up next to
it. It folds out.
Yeah.
I don't ever worry about sodium. Believe me, the one thing I don't have is high blood pressure.
Oh,
and I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
It's textbook. It never even went up when I was pregnant, ever.
I wonder, how do you pull that off?
I must be dead.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Because really, you know me. You're here. You're with me every day.
Yeah, I'm shocked it's not high.
It is not high at all. Jim's is because he lives with me.
Yeah, he absorbs yours somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Well, the point of this was to let you all know that it's coffee day. We hope we sold you a nice brimming cupful.
What did you call it? It's something in desperation.
Oh, it's half cigarettes and half desperation. Is that what it was? I don't remember.
That's what it makes you think about.
Could be. Yeah, I'd be surprised if Lipton or Maxwell House didn't call me after the show to invite me to their headquarters.
Mrs. Olson is waiting for you outside.
I can't wait to meet with her. Once a month, we are visited by Jerry Nunn, who tells us through his segment, Nunn on the Run, what we should be doing, not just for the weekend, but for the entire month. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, great.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Is this going to be a good month, this upcoming
October
month?
October is a very good month.
Yeah?
You like Halloween, don't you?
I do. I have a huge Halloween party at my house. It's huge.
I don't like Halloween anymore. What's
Wendy,
wrong with me?
Come on.
Oh, no.
It's one of the biggest holidays of the year.
I wear so much makeup throughout the whole year that it's really not a treat for me.
That should be your Halloween costume. Don't wear any makeup.
Then I'd look like James Spader. All right, you just solved it.
Can Wendy come to your Halloween bash this year,
Absolutely.
Jerry? Change your mind about Halloween, please.
I would love to have her at the bash. Right. A lot of celebs come.
Yep.
Yes. When's the last time you dressed up? Excuse me, Jerry, but I just have to know.
Freshman year in high school.
But you still like it?
Yeah. I like the people. We have a couple of people by us. One who, by the way, you know how people do that thing by their house where they take, I don't know how they do it, but they make it look like there's cobwebs everywhere.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they do that. One of my neighbors did that 2 weeks ago. Their house has already been dressed for Halloween from mid-September.
You gotta do it early now.
Yeah, I guess. But I like that people now, like, when we were kids, Jerry, we're a little younger than you. People would...
Younger.
We're a little older, I'm sorry. People would... What's the opposite of older? Younger? They would put stuff out a day or two before Halloween, and that was the end of it. And now, like I said, people decorate a month or a month and a half in advance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm starting the first. I think the first
that's,
is plenty.
Yeah, that's appropriate. That's my dad had this thing. Again, he died when I was 10, so I have little bits and pieces that come back to me that I remember. He had an old reel-to-reel deck that you could turn around and make it be like a PA system.
Oh.
He did something, and he had a ghost hanging on our front porch, and as kids came up, he would talk to them.
Oh.
And he would, you know, pretend he was a ghost, and then he'd say, "You're not getting candy unless you do a trick." And it was very interactive.
Excellent.
At our house.
Good. That's very good.
And then
good.
Several years ago in LaGrange, somebody opened up their house, and there was a way, and you had to follow these signs. And they put on a show, and once the show ended, people would clear out and more trick-or-treaters would come in. And it was basically, they had set up, I don't know what room it was, maybe their living room, but they set it up with pews like it was supposed to be a wedding. And somebody, you heard a chainsaw start, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, the bride is holding her head.
Oh, excellent.
And they did that, like, for the whole weekend. It happened to have been on a weekend, so you could just go
just
through their house.
Shows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fun.
Excellent.
It was super scary.
You have a lot to live up to, Jerry.
I know.
If you're going to impress Wendy, you better have at least that.
I know. I got to work on my decorations right away. So there's some great haunted houses. So, you know, I did a haunted house at Navy Pier for a few years where I would do a pirate or I'd be a crazy butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did on the stage there.
Yeah.
And so the city ones are different, though. You know, there's the reason they do them out in the suburbs. Do you guys know about this?
No.
There's no rules.
Because the rules, right. There's a lot of laws they have to fulfill in the city.
Really?
They don't have the space. And so they go out. So that's why they're always out in the suburbs. That's why there's several really great ones for people to go to.
Did you go to one last night or something?
I did one last week.
Oh, okay.
And it's called the Dungeon of Doom. It's in Zion.
Mm-hmm.
It took me an hour to drive up there, and that's an hour to go through this whole thing because it's
from
too
the
long
time you
day.
Enter till you leave is an hour.
It's an hour.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I tried to push through it. I mean, I tried to hurry through things.
Why does it take so long? Is it just that big?
It's just that big. There's so many mazes and things you have to go through.
That's too long. I would have wet my pants by then.
Yeah,
I get so scared. Was it super scary?
It was super scary. They did. Oh gosh!
Is it scenes from like scary movies that they're doing or what? No.
See,
what
Rob
are they doing?
Zombie did one a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where he did that. Oh look, we got the scary music.
Yeah, scenes from various scary films.
Yeah, so he did that, but he's closed his. His is not around. But this Dungeon of Doom was just general scary stuff.
Oh.
And
were there pop outs?
There's a lot of pop-ups.
See, I cannot, I can't take that.
You don't want people jumping out of anywhere?
No.
They're not allowed to touch you, though, right? Can they touch you?
They can't touch.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah, they don't.
It costs extra.
They might bump into you a little, but yeah, you can't.
No touching.
And right, you don't want to interact with them like that. Like, you don't want to talk, like, don't touch them.
You got to say that. You got to say point blank, no touching.
Yeah.
But wait, when we were little and you went to, I have gone to a couple of haunted houses.
They used to be able to touch you.
They would grab you.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like going.
Because you think it's going to happen again.
But for obvious reasons, somebody figured out maybe it's not a good idea to be groped by ghosts.
Well, yeah.
It was fun.
Ghostly gropes. That was the name of our haunted house.
I mean, at Navy Pier, we had somebody get their stomach kicked. You know, like, this. People react like.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Security.
Right. Well, if something jumps out at you.
Protect yourself.
Self-defense.
Yeah, we had to have security deal with that. But the Dungeon of Doom one, they buried us alive.
What?
Okay, so they had us go into this room. Okay, let me just walk you through it.
All right.
We had to go in this room, and they're like, lay down on the floor. So I had to lay down on the floor, and they're like, cover your face with your hands. So we did that, and we had to have all loose objects, gone glasses or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, all these, like, plastic balls, like, fall on top of you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fun.
They're not heavy, but it weighs you down, and you don't know how deep it is.
Yeah.
And you're... I mean, I had to control my breathing to not freak out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And my friend Rosie, I could feel her moving over, like, next to me. I'm like, oh, God, she's going to freak out. But she didn't.
Oh, that would be scary.
They keep it there buried for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, the plastic balls, I thought all of a sudden you were going to say, like, a dump truck came and dropped dirt. That would freak me.
No, but then they eventually drain out the balls and you can pick it up and go. But right. I mean,
how long were you buried in that hour long?
It feels like a long time. I don't remember.
What did they say though? Because at some point they're trying to bury you alive, and then they go, "Ah, just kidding. We'll take all the balls away." Like, how do they make that transition to where you know you're safe again?
What do
they say to you?
They don't talk.
Show's over, folks. Yeah.
Somebody who's trying to bury you alive won't have a change of heart. They'll go, I already invested in the plastic balls.
It just eventually they drain it, and then you get up and
then
go.
You move on
and
to
they're
another
like,
adventure.
Oh, and then they go, you're only halfway through.
You really?
Still got like 30 more minutes of terror.
Can you cut out like they on some of the rides at Disney and elsewhere?
There's a chicken lane.
Yeah.
There's emergency exits. Oh,
okay, good.
People. So, if you freak out. And you don't have to do that one. They warn you a lot that this is pretty jarring because we were traumatized after we finished. I mean, we were still talking about that when we were leaving.
Look at you, Jerry Nunn going all the way.
He's very brave.
Controlling my anxiety.
Jerry's very brave. What's the youngest that's allowed in and what's the oldest?
I don't know if they have.
Because a lot of times, it'll say like, Fun Fridge is 3 to 103, and then I will bring a 3-year-old and a 103-year-old, and they'll both at the end go, we didn't have a very good time.
Well, they probably just recommend certain ages, but I mean, they can't really tell you.
I would say 25 to 30, that's it.
That's fair.
Couldn't be too young, and old people, I'd have a heart attack.
Too easily.
Yeah. Yep. Even driving up to Zion was an adventure because there's not signs the whole way and you're going down these dark roads. And
that's an added bonus.
Just going there.
Right. That's scary year round.
Yeah. So that was fun. I'm going to one tomorrow, the House of Torment.
That sounds fun.
A lot of people are going from WGN. A bunch of us are going. Some people are going tonight, but I'm going tomorrow. That's up in Morton Grove, and that was one of my favorite ones. I've gone a few years to that
one. What makes the House of Torment so scary?
It's the people that run it, the kids that are, playing the characters. They're very realistic. They come at you from all sides. They're zombies and...
How's that fun?
Is you like being scared?
Wendy, it's the House of Torment.
Yeah,
that's what they call my house.
There's a room where they make you watch Windy City Live over and over and over again.
If a week goes by without you slamming that show, I don't know what I'd do.
You don't have to worry.
They have some themes there. The Swarm.
Swarm?
Yeah.
Is that bees?
Cicadas, possibly. It should be.
Oh, that would be scary.
Just the noise.
Yeah.
In a room and there's just that noise. And then, like a high school harvest room. So
that doesn't sound scary at all.
Scary cheerleaders, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
If you're bullied in school, maybe.
Right. That you just walk through there and they go, you're fat.
Uh-huh.
Hey. What's that? Bullied. That's not nice.
Right.
Harvest. Are they harvesting organs there? Is that what it is, I bet?
I don't know. I got to get wild. I'll know
feel
more tomorrow.
The peeled grapes in a bowl.
Yeah.
The
beef liver.
Yes.
The rubber glove.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah, I remember this.
The House of Torment.
Uh-huh. And there's also a Halloween parade on Halstead. that some people don't know about still, but I've been going for probably 10 years.
I've never heard about this.
I've heard of it, but I don't know why it doesn't get more press, because everybody enjoys it every year.
That's why I'm here.
All right.
So they do a Halloween parade, and you know, like that, the Boys Town, they can dress up.
Yep.
So they're doing, it's October 31st, so it's actually on Halloween. It's at 7:30.
Yeah.
Just down hall. So they block it off like it's the gay parade all over again.
Yeah.
It starts at 7:30, but you register earlier than that.
Does Rahm Emanuel show up in a costume? I mean,
not that I know.
Are there any dignitaries in this?
Might be a disguise. I wouldn't recognize him. He might have a mask on.
Are there floats or just people walking around in their costumes?
There are some, like, I remember there were like buses and things like that where there are some sponsors and some people bringing stuff. They do categories where you can win all kinds of money.
Oh.
So you have best drag, best group, scariest, and then like a theme one.
Oh,
so those are the four different categories that people can
watch for. Mayor Emanuel, Wendy's curious.
Yeah,
hey, is that Judy Garland or is that Mayor Emanuel? I can't tell. It's both.
He'll go as Toto.
Right. All right. And that, like you said, Jerry, that is the night of Halloween.
That's
correct?
The night of Halloween. It's the 21st year they've done this there. So
God,
this
why have I never heard of it before?
People bring their kids. I mean, it's really fun, and those costumes are great. And expect, like, there's going to be a lot of Wonder Woman and clowns.
Oh, I bet.
So get ready for those costumes.
What if there's a clown Wonder Woman?
Double duty. Yeah, so...
I would imagine Donald Trump in unusual situations.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you think that would be a popular costume
possibly
this year?
Possibly, right.
Somebody should wear, like, a nice evening gown, like it's half Melania, and then put Donald Trump's head on it.
That's good.
That would fit in with
That's
the parade.
That's very good.
There you go.
Jerry, forgive me for not knowing, but what night of the week does Halloween fall on this year?
Tuesday?
Is it a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Bill, you have an iPhone now. You can look at your calendar quickly.
All right.
October 31st is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Very good.
I would have had that for you by the end of the show.
Monday show.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so the parade, what else is going on for the October?
There's some scary movies coming out.
What's coming out? I know Flatliners is starting today, I think, right?
Right, with Ellen Page.
Yeah.
Remake. Kiefer's coming back.
Is he from the original?
That was a great movie, the original. Did they need to remake it?
It's not a great... Watch it again. It's not a great movie. It's an interesting premise.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. See if you think it's as good as when you first saw it. Because
I'm not going to rewatch something.
You're not going to watch it again?
Right, Julia Roberts. Well,
you didn't like it?
One of the Baldwins, right? Is Billy Baldwin in that?
Yeah, wasn't.
I'm trying to remember who else was in it.
Baldwins. Right. Have you seen Get Out? Did you guys ever see Get Out?
I saw Get Out
really early in the year.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Good one.
I like that.
It made Spoons kind of scary.
Yeah.
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 I have not seen that. I should see that.
Get Out.
Are
was
they
the
re-releasing
one that's from,
it?
It's on video. I think it's coming on video soon.
Keir Peele, right?
Yes.
He directed it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is really popular, broke big records.
The number one selling September movie of all time.
It was.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's fun because the kids are so good.
Yeah.
It's like Stand By Me with the kids.
Yeah.
And then the music's like
80s.
Yeah. So you have like The Cure playing.
Oh,
like
I would like
Cleaning
that.
Up Blood. I mean, it's just, yeah.
It takes place in the 80s, right?
Yes, it takes place in the 80s. Yeah. So that's been really popular. Annabelle Creation was pretty scary with that doll.
That looks scary.
Yeah, that one was a lot of pop out scares with that one.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of rare ones that people don't know about.
Like what?
I've been researching. Hounds of Love is an Australian torture movie
that's
really good. Gets in like the head of the killers. And
Hounds of Love.
Hounds of Love.
So I got little kids coming over. I'll show them that.
No, do not.
No?
No. It's really graphic.
All right.
I'm not kidding with that one. That is definitely.
If you're looking for a good Australian torture movie, Hounds of Love is your movie.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
The Devil's Candy is one that nobody's seen. I'm going to show it before my Halloween party.
I've heard of that. What is Devil's Candy?
Yeah, it's this movie. It's about this guy that tries to drown out the Satan's voice. He's hearing like the devil's voice with like guitars and stuff. It's like a rock and roll movie and the family is so great.
Is it American made or from somewhere else?
That's American. So that's a good one that people did not see, and I just love it. And people that like music and
they're into it.
Yeah,
I might want to watch that on Halloween.
Nobody famous in it?
It's good. What'd you say?
Is there anybody famous in it?
There's nobody super famous,
no.
But that's kind of good.
It's kind of low budget.
Yeah, it's kind of low budget, but the family is really adorable. Like, you actually
you
care
pull
about
for
the
them.
Family.
See, that's the mistake they make in a lot of horror movies is they kill people off before you either care about them or get to know them. And that's not good. I want to know about the people I see chopped up into bits.
Right.
I would like to be known before I get chopped up.
That seems fair.
Yeah, so that's a great one. And The Girl with the Gifts is another one that people didn't see. It's a Warner Brothers movie, but Glenn Close is in it.
The Girl with the Gifts?
Yeah, it's about zombie children.
Oh, sold.
Yeah. And how they try to school them, put them in school and stuff.
Is it a comedy or is
no,
it's
not.
Scary?
I make it sound funny, but it's not. It's pretty good. I mean, it's just, it's like the end of the world. It's one of those apocalypse movies with the zombies. And
who does Glenn Close play?
She plays like a scientist that's trying to figure out how to cure the kids from being zombies.
That sounds like what she would do.
She's so good.
In a situation like that.
The All Girl right. with the Gifts?
Yes.
I got to find that. That's on DVD.
It should be coming out soon. I think it's going to be around soon.
All right.
Movies I didn't like, Mother. Did you hear about Mother?
Yeah, I heard it wasn't very good.
Yeah, I didn't like Mother.
That director, though, the guy who made it, Darren Aronofsky, is so hit and miss. Like, he'll do some movies that I'm like, oh, this guy's a genius.
Right.
And then he'll do other movies, and I go, I don't understand what he's talking about.
I think I wanted to see this.
Mm-hmm. It looks interesting, but everybody always says it's too symbolic. Like, when you're done, you go, I don't know what I was just watching.
It's a symbolism that I didn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you watch it, you don't get it.
And they're dating, right, in real life? Darren Aronofsky and Jennifer Lawrence, the star of the movie, they're a couple
that's
now.
That's true. Right. She's great. I mean, the cast is great. Michelle Pfeiffer is amazing at it. But she's given
good.
A small, like, this part that just doesn't get to go anywhere. But she's so great. When you see her, you're like, yes, Michelle Pfeiffer's back.
Yeah, good. I like her.
Yeah, so it's the cast is good. It's not that.
Any zombie kids in this one?
No zombie kids. No. It's similar. It's a Rosemary's Baby kind of thing going
Is it?
On. You'll feel,
Oh, I like that.
I did too.
I may want to see this.
That's my favorite scary movie of all time.
It's a polarizing movie. Some people like it, some people don't.
All right.
Is Killer Clowns from Outer Space on your list? Because that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
That is a great one.
Bill, you even liked it, and I'm surprised you did, because it's really hokey and stupid.
But they set out, every once in a while, they know what they're doing, and they'll make a movie on purpose that's really hokey and silly, and that's one of them.
I love it.
Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah.
Right, definitely. So you were doing ones to avoid, right?
Right. Well, Mother, I didn't enjoy. It Comes at Night, I didn't really enjoy.
What is that one?
That one's had a kind of a following for a while. It's another apocalyptic thing where a family's holed up in a house and trying to survive, and it just didn't work for me.
You weren't scared by it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Oh, so someone that are coming out is Jigsaw. So that's a Saw prequel. I don't know if you watch the Saw movies.
I've never seen any of them.
That's okay.
He's like a doll or a puppet or something? Is that it?
People have to get out of these contraptions and try to figure out ways to not die.
Oh.
Leatherface.
Is from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right, it's a prequel, though.
Yeah.
So that's coming
out. When he was a kid? With a leather face?
Maybe.
He was a good football player.
Does Lady Gaga do the theme song?
Possibly.
My leather face.
Leather face.
And then Amityville's still around.
Is it really still?
The Awakening is the next one that's coming out.
So is this a remake of the original Amityville Horror, or is it like a prequel or a sequel?
I am not sure about that. I haven't looked into that. I just heard about this movie.
Because the first one was like 40 years ago, right? It was James Brolin and Margot Kidder, I think.
Yeah, those really scared me for some reason. Yeah. Really, something about that house.
Those were frightening, those movies.
When they first wrote the book, though, didn't the guy who wrote it say that it really happened? Like, he didn't count it as fiction. He goes, oh, no, this happened to me.
Yeah.
But
did it?
Come on, did it? I don't know if it did, really.
The house was so scary looking, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't talk about any fun stuff to do, though. We have some stuff to do in October.
Give us a couple things. What do you got?
Talk about Misery.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates is coming to town.
For what reason?
She's doing the Lynn Sage Cancer Research Foundation luncheon. So she's just doing a luncheon coming in. But the money all goes to help cancer research and support breast cancer research.
She's a cancer survivor, right?
She is. She's a two-time.
Yeah. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good actress.
I did get to interview her a long time ago.
Please tell me she was nice. Was she
the
good?
Best.
Yeah? Was she good?
She's just great.
Awesome.
She's just down to earth and nice. And this is the 32nd one that they've done. This October 2nd at 11 at the Hilton.
Yeah.
So people should definitely get tickets. That's at lynnsage.org. They can get tickets.
And she's speaking there. Is there a Q&A after? Do we know or not yet?
I would hope so. Yeah. I haven't been to their luncheons, so I'm finally going to this one. But they've had some great people in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, Goldie Hawn's done it. Diane Keaton.
Oh,
they've
wow.
A lot of good big
That's
names
impressive.
There.
All right. So go see Kathy Bates. What else?
Go see Kathy Bates. International Film Festival is coming this month. So we've got Sir Patrick Stewart's getting awards. So he's coming to town.
He's a
so
sir.
He's a sir.
Really? He's been knighted.
Didn't he play the pile of
in the
whatever?
Emoji movie. Yeah. Yep. Hmm. That's why. That's what got him in. He was right on the fence. And they're like, what have you done lately, Patrick? Number two.
He's coming October 25th. That's at the AMC. And the festival runs the 12th through the 26th. And they're getting a lot of good people. Oh, Vanessa Redgrave's coming.
What?
I can't believe they got
her. Vanessa Redgrave, Wendy.
She never comes out. This is, like, huge.
I haven't heard from her in
forever.
A while.
Oh, I'm so excited about that one. Josh Gad is coming. Michael Shannon is being
honored. You know who Josh Gad is?
No.
He's an actor and a comedian. He does, like, voices for some Disney movies. He did one of the voices in Frozen.
Mm-hmm. He's a Saturday Night Live guy.
Josh Gad?
Yeah, isn't he?
No. He didn't do Saturday Night Live. He was in the last, when they did Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, he played the guy.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I know him now that I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You know what else he's in
Book
now?
Book of Mormon.
He's in Book of
they're
Mormon.
They're doing a remake of Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
And he's one of the leads in it. He looks really good in that.
Yeah, Judy Dench is in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, her new movie's really good, too.
Where she's the queen?
Yes. Victoria and Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. So that's all going on. The Athenaeum Theater has a bunch of things going. They're like turning into the big theater to go to. That's on
great venue. What do they have?
2936 North Southport. Stephanie Miller's doing her sexy liberal resistance tour.
Yeah,
I just talked to her this week. Not into her.
Really?
We're not into her.
She's fine.
William Patrick Corgan is going to be there. You know who that is?
I'm not sure
Billy
who that
Corgan?
Is.
Billy Corgan.
But he's calling
himself William
is
Patrick.
Is he really?
Yes, for two nights there.
Why the name change? Did James Belushi tell him it was a good idea?
He's grown up. Come on, Billy Corgan. You can't be Billy. You're not Billy anymore. Were you ever Billy?
I was when I was really little. And then because he sued me, because he goes, I'm Billy. You can't have two Billies. So he's William Patrick Corrigan now.
Mm-hmm.
Same music, though? Is he still playing stuff from the...
I would imagine. And I would think he could play anything he wants.
Yeah.
He's got the Smashing Pumpkins music.
Interesting.
So, but that's October 24th and 25th. And I don't think people know about it because...
I had no idea. Yeah.
So that's why.
This might work against him.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell people.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy Corrigan and William Patrick Corrigan, one and the same.
Yes.
Athenaeum, is that where?
Athenaeum, yeah. Eddie Izzard's coming October 5th.
Love
he's
him.
He's great.
So he's a character, yeah.
I've seen him on stage. He's just wall-to-wall laughs. Yeah. Very good stuff.
And he's in that Victoria and Abdul movie, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
He was in that, but he's got a book he's talking about. Trevor Noah's coming to Chicago Theater. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, he's coming 3 days, October 20th, 21st, and 28th.
Good for him.
So...
Because Sarah, write that down. We got to work on getting him up here.
We had him on right before he got named when he was just a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Okay.
And I don't even think that he was, like, they hadn't listed who was being considered yet.
Right.
And then right after we had him, like 3 or 4 weeks later, they announced it was him. And
then he wouldn't do our show again.
Yeah, then he's done with us.
Oh.
As soon as fame and fortune hit.
But maybe now. Mm. He's going to be here for a long time.
He's got to sell some tickets, although I'm sure he won't have a problem.
Yeah. Steve Martin and Martin Short are doing their thing again there, too.
Love October both of those 6th guys.
And 7th. Yeah, I went to their last one. It was
so funny.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really great.
So how much of it, because I know Steve Martin just likes to, even though he's really funny, he likes to play the banjo. Is most of the show him playing the banjo, or is it?
It's them talking to each other.
Oh, really?
Talking about their careers. And
oh, man.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That'd be a great show to see.
I mean, they've had these lengthy careers, but that's at the Chicago Theater. And Tori Amos is coming back.
She's like her. Yeah, she's good too. Where is she?
Chicago Theater. These are all Chicago Theater ones. These last. Yeah.
And what a great venue to see some. I just love going there.
It's like an experience.
Yeah.
Just to go in that. Yeah, and it might be haunted, right?
No,
it's not. Okay.
It is October. Okay, maybe it's haunted for this month.
Yeah, just for this month, they fly in. Right. Katy Perry's coming October 24th and 25th.
I want to not like her, but I can't not like her.
She's very likable.
She really is. She's very talented.
And the people dress up.
Yeah.
The kids dress up.
I like to dress like a firework. Do you think that'll be acceptable?
You should do it.
I'm going to dress that
way. Bill, your wick is showing.
I'm going to get you tickets.
That's what kept me out of the Army.
I'll see what I can do about that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and that's about it.
That's a lot of stuff, Jerry.
That's a lot.
That's a bunch of stuff.
Where can we find all this information? Because I don't have your information in front of me today. You have a YouTube channel. You have a website.
Yeah,
you have
nunontherun.com, N-U-N-N, ontherun.com.
And do you go by Jerry Nunn there or William Patrick Nunn? Because people get very easily confused.
So my name, well, it's funny because my name is Jerry Don Nunn. My mom named me two nicknames. So I wasn't named
Jerry.
It's
not Jerry Don.
It's not. Yeah, it's Southern.
It's Jerry on the birth certificate.
Yes, Jerry Don Nunn.
Wow.
And so there's my mom's so cash, you know. She's like, let's just name him Jerry Don Nunn. So there's no Gerald Donalds.
Isn't that something?
Jerry Don. Jerry Don, get in here. Hey, last time you were up here, you were going to interview someone. Do you remember who it was? Who was it? And you were, was it Cher? Oh, it was someone big that he was kind of nervous about.
We can't talk about Cher because she's got a new show. She's going to be doing a Broadway show here. It's going to be kicking off. Not for herself, but it's about her life and everything.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So I think she'll be in town.
Like the Carole King kind of thing? This is going to be now about Cher?
Right.
So someone will play her.
Yes.
Oh, I would like to volunteer.
Wendy could play Cher. Put her name in the
hat. Ready for audition.
All right.
It's not until next year, but... You know, they're planning it out.
William Patrick Snyder is Cher. One night only. Because we couldn't sell more tickets. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
For keeping us informed. There's a lot going on in the city.
Yep.
So visit Jerry. Again, for people who want to know more about any of the things we just talked about, where do they go?
Yep, nunontherun.com. And I'm in Windy City Times every week.
Excellent.
Great job.
Thanks, Jerry. Wait, it can't be over. We just started. What?
We're a minute over time, Bill. So let's make it 2 minutes.
I need it to be 2 minutes because I'm saving up for a pontoon boat.
All right. It's late in the season.
I know. That's when you get your best pontoon deals. All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Some of you were saying it seems like a longer show today. Yeah, it's 2 minutes longer. That's right. I'm saying it on the record. 2 minutes longer. I'm going to need help carrying my paycheck to the car now. All right, Monday, another show. Can you believe it? That's right, Monday, another show. Join us for more crazy adventures. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.